This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode 98. Wow. So today I am talking to Leah Katrina. We actually spoke to her in episodes 68 and 69. So if you want her backstory, go and check out those episodes. She has a background in Upwork. She does virtual assistant functions and also web design, web management. But she also has a couple of side hustles. She has quite a successful ice cream company in Manila now and a bead company. So it's really interesting to look at all of the interest she's got going on. And this is a very common thing you see in Manila in the Philippines. These people work super, super hard, and they're actually, it's hard to generalize, but there's a lot of entrepreneurship going on here. So an inspiring quick insight into Leah's happenings. And if you want any of the show notes, a summary of what we talk about, or to get in touch with Leah, go to our website. It is outsourceaccelerator.com/98. So welcome back, Leah Katrina.
Yes.
And we interviewed you previously and looked at your career, your successful career in Upwork, where you do a lot of digital media, IT and web management, and also virtual assistant working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you fit it all in, but you also have some fairly significant entrepreneurial pursuits, and I see this a lot in Philippines and Manila specifically, where people have a lot of things going on, a lot of side hustles, a lot of really interesting entrepreneurial pursuits, so I wanted to have a chat to you about that. So, of interest as well, I go to the local organic market here in Manila on Sundays, and I see an ice cream stand there.
Yeah, it's called Adam's Seriously Good Ice Cream.
Wow. So tell me about this. This is your brand, huh?
Yes, yes. So I run this ice cream business with my sister and my soon-to-be brother-in-law. Jordan Haoshan. So he's practically the owner, and I help out with the marketing and branding.
And tell me about the ice cream then. It's organic ice cream?
We have three categories. We have the dairy, the regular dairy ice cream. We have, I think, 13 flavors for that. And then we have the non-dairy and vegan. I think now we have three or four flavors, and we also added to the company our all vegan plant-based popsicles. It's called Lick My Stick. We bought it from a friend of ours who's already moved out of the country, so we just retained the name and the brand. And
And how's business? How is Manila receptive to these new age popsicles?
It's actually very good, and the demand is overpowering us now. And we have this actually one guy called us, like, why are you so hard to find? Like, what's up with that? Why you're like.
Because people are hearing about you and word of mouth.
Yeah, and up until now, we only catered to like some hotels and restaurants within Paranaque, Makati, and BGC area. And we are actually looking for partners. And we have our exclusive delivery with Metromart.com. So if you want to have delivered, you just order from them.
What are you seeing expansion over the next 2 or 3 years? Are you looking to double or?
Yeah, what? We are actually really looking forward to double the production. And next month we are going to be in an expo. the goal for that is to get more clients and partners to sell the brand or to sell the products, because people are really looking for it. But they don't really want to go to Legazpi market.
Mm. So you work, we heard in the other episodes that you work mm-hmm. up to 16 hours a day, or very commonly.
Yes.
Have your jobs on Upwork, and then you also have this ice cream company that yeah. is somewhat of a startup, and then also you have other ventures. So you're doing, mm-hmm. what else are you doing?
I make design yoga jewelry. It's called mala beads, or Buddhist prayer beads. These originated in Tibet and other Buddhist countries, but these beads, they've become like accessories also for like necklaces. People used it as necklace or as a like meditation tool. So,
fantastic. And yeah. What inspired you to venture into beads?
Because, well, of course, I do yoga also, and I have a lot of yoga friends. And I see that there's not a lot of people doing it here yet. So I saw one brand, but they make the plain ones. And I was like, I want to make something like,
wow.
like really cute ones, like with combinations of gemstones and wood and lava stones and whatever. So I started doing that. And also my mom, she's big on gemstones. I have tons of gemstones at home. So I'm already familiar with the gemstones and the meanings and whatever.
You like to keep busy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Like yesterday I finished all my work at like 5 p.m. and it was like, it's still light and I'm not doing anything. I need to do something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I like designing. I'm an artist, I would say, because I like photography. I'm very detail-oriented, I would say. So... designing anything, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Well done.
I'm cool.
you're a busy lady. And yes. If people want to get in touch with you, and how do they do that?
Yes. So if you want to some ice creams, so you can go to our Facebook page, Adams Ice Cream _PH, or Instagram, Adams Ice Cream. And if you want some mala beads, you can go to my Instagram as well at Samsara Mala, and Facebook.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you so much, Derek.
That was Leah Katrina. And if you want to get in touch with Leah, if you want to know any more, if you want to get the transcript of the episode, go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/98. See you next time.